السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال مولانا إمام باقر: روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدم الفدا، إن هذا الغضب جمرة من الشيطان توقد في قلب ابن آدم. صدق الله وصدق رسوله وصدق ولي الكريم. الحمد لله، with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again we are able to perform our fastings and our a'mal. Today is the 8th day of the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 1443 after Hijrah. Days and nights are going very fast. And alhamdulillah, today is the 8th day of this great month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us wisdom, knowledge, so we can come out of this great month as a muttaqi. Today I'm going to talk and discuss one of the great lessons from the noble narrations from our fifth Imam. Ruhi wa arwahu al-alamina limaqdam al-fida. Our sixth Imam, he focused on our anger. Ghadab, anger. Usually what happens is we have emotions beside the rations and wisdom, and these emotions sometimes can overcome our rations, rational decisions and wisdom. So sometimes these emotions can come in wrong time, wrong way, and will destroy ourselves and will go to regret later on. And our Imam is referring to the anger, which is one of our type of expression of a feeling, and this can destroy us. Usually what happens is, when anger comes, which is a type of expression of our feeling and emotions, not rations, at that time we don't have a right mind to think. Sometimes we say some of the things which has no meanings, but we'll later on regret. Or sometimes even we write something or we make some decisions, and even if we want to come out of that moment or want to undo that, it will be too late. That's where our Imam, he says that indeed Shaitan is sitting and monitoring and also whispering to our khannas, inner emotions. Once we are trapped with those emotions, what will happen is we're going to be so angry, we express, it will be too late. That was very important, brothers and sisters. If you don't want to be regret later on, obviously, natural reaction to our emotions is we become sometimes angry, and we become sometimes out of control. Control that. Know that it will last for a long time. And if you're angry, don't speak and take a moment of contemplation and thinking and see the best outcome would be with your patience, swallowing the anger, controlling the anger. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.